This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
For the past few weeks, well, maybe more than a few, maybe 7 weeks or eight, we've been doing a lot of thinking and talking about culture shock, culture stress, and culture fatigue. We've explored some happenings and events and situations that can trigger those feelings of culture shock. And believe me, all those examples come from real life. My own, for one thing, and those of people I know. And of course, well, they've been somewhat disguised to avoid embarrassment for some people. But the situations and happenings were real. Culture shock and culture stress are very real. And so is culture fatigue. It's more than what I happened to come across on the internet one day. It was a photograph of some people sitting on a bench or something like that in a museum or gallery. One person was gazing off into space. One just looked totally wiped out. One was staring at the floor. One, I think, was sleeping. Yeah, it's been a while since I saw this picture, so I probably don't have all the details exactly right, but the idea is there. These people were sitting in this cultural center, looking totally dazed. And the title under the picture was Culture Fatigue. Well, the kind of culture fatigue we experience as expats is a little different from that. It's not just a long day of examining weird and wonderful artistic creations, although there could be some of that in this culture situation. And after a long day of facing what you have to face, you just might feel like sitting on a park bench and gazing into space or leaning against a wall or staring at the floor. You're tired. Your constant encounters and conflicts with cultural differences can create stress, and too much of it can create fatigue. Remember the first day you arrived here? You were surprised by some of the differences, but that was okay, right? You could handle a little surprise. We could call it culture surprise. And you thought to yourself, yeah, this isn't so bad. Things are going to work out just great. Uh-huh. But a little later, you realize that you had thought that thought a little too soon, because along came an event or a situation that sent your reaction spinning and you had your first encounter with culture shock. It happens to all of us, so don't feel bad. None of us are totally immune from that sensation. As the weeks and months go by, as I mentioned a moment ago, those constant cultural encounters and sometimes cultural conflicts can produce in you a great deal of stress. Of course, a lot of this depends on your own individual personality and emotional makeup. Some of us are more susceptible to stress than others, but we all have it at one level or another, and eventually fatigue sets in. We may not realize what it is at first, but that constant culture stress that presses in on us every day produces for many of us a profound sense of tiredness, which can only be described as culture fatigue. So how do you handle this? How do we survive? Apart from blowing off steam in the security of our own housing, or whatever kind that might be, and breaking some dishes or something, or kicking over some furniture, that might release some of the pressure you feel, but it's not really productive. You could pack it all in and grab the first plane home and say how much you hate this place and you just can't handle it anymore. Or you can find little ways of helping yourself to adapt. During our past visits on this subject of culture stress, I've mentioned some ways we can use to help ourselves to cope with culture shock and culture stress, and, yes, culture fatigue. So today, let's review some of those, shall we? The first is something I mentioned last week. In order to deal with culture shock, you have to recognize that culture shock is what the problem happens to be. In other words, your problem is not necessarily a personality clash with that lady in the bank, and those people in the market may not be truly deceptive or dishonest. There may be a deeper reason for what's happening. It could all have its basis in culture. So in order to deal with culture shock, you have to recognize that culture shock is what the problem happens to be. Okay, in the first place, learn all you can about this culture and why the people in this culture do things the way they do them. They probably have a good reason for not doing things your way. So how do you learn? Well, you could read about the culture here, I suppose. We've done that some, and I suppose it helped a little. But let's face it, there are just not many books or websites that really get down to the day-by-day, grassroots, rubbing-shoulders type of cultural encounters that we have to experience and why they happen. So the best way to learn is to take time to observe. Become a people watcher. Observe how they interact with each other. and how they react to each other. It can become a fascinating pastime. I remember one project where my wife and I each afternoon or evening would often wander down around a busy intersection or a market or a bus terminal or some other place where people could be found in abundance, and just casually, without drawing attention to ourselves, watch and listen. It was not only educational, it was actually fun. Sometimes a local person will spot you and want to practice their English on you. Well, great. Let them practice. Guide the conversation so that they can tell you about this town or this country. Be prepared with questions about daily life, like, where are these fruits and vegetables grown and the flowers? Where do they come from? And why do they fish in this particular place? What's special about it? I'm sure with a little thought, you can come up with relevant questions. Out of simple questions can come conversations that might give you insights into the culture and the people. And you might even develop a friendship that can have longer-lasting results. Not everything that happens to you in this place is negative, although sometimes it may feel like it. Focus your thoughts on the positive things that have happened, the encouraging encounters. Keep a record in a diary of the good things that have happened today. Maybe you can think of some benefits you've gained from living and working in this place. Did you meet someone today who was friendly and helpful? Well, make a note of it and remember that. And then look at your notes once in a while, especially on those days when your culture stress level seems to be reaching for a new high. Find ways to relax. Okay, that sounds kind of simplistic, I know. But sometimes the simple solutions are the best, most effective. Find ways to take your mind off this place for a while and the things that frustrate you. Lose yourself in a good book. No, don't be so disciplined and use this as an excuse to study. That's great, but that's not relaxation. And this is for relaxation, to relax your body, to relax your mind and your emotions. Read a book for relaxation. Go for a long walk, maybe. Something that can get your blood circulating. Get some real physical exercise. Yeah, if you can do that without, you know, totally shocking all the local people. Something else that helps to combat the feelings of culture shock and culture stress, do something creative like writing down your thoughts and experiences in a journal or a notebook. It doesn't have to be for public viewing. Maybe it's better if you just keep it to yourself, at least for now. But it helps to get the thoughts out of that whirlwind that your mind can sometimes become as these frustrations keep circling around and around. Get them out and put them on paper. It helps to relieve the stress. Even better, write a humorous account of some of the things that you have seen today. I know there were some. Of course, they were frustrating, but train yourself to see the humorous side of everyday events. Compare the local custom to some that you're used to back home, and then think of the humor in the differences between them. Ask the Lord to wake up your sense of humor so that you can see the funny side of what's happening to you. Does that sound like an unspiritual approach to the problem? Well, who do you think created your sense of humor and gave it to you? By all means, pray for the situation, but I would suggest you don't pray for the Lord to change all these situations and smooth them out for you. Pray instead for His peace and calmness as you face each moment of culture shock. Pray that the Lord will help you to recognize some of the happenings as really very minor bumps in the road of life. And like I said, pray for the Lord to wake up your sense of humor so that you can approach each bump on the road with a smile. It really does help. Oh yeah, speaking of bumps in the road. Okay, you're experiencing culture shock and culture stress. But take the time to recognize that some of those events that are producing the frustration you're feeling are really pretty small. They're minor items. The longer you think about them, the bigger they seem to become for you. But they're not really worth the stress they're causing. So don't spend your mental and emotional energy on those minor things. To grab an old expression, don't make mountains out of molehills. It's something that can happen very easily when you spend too much time thinking about what seems to be negative things around you. It can also be very destructive. Try to laugh off the small irritations. Don't let these little bumps in your life's experiences, these molehills, grow into something bigger and more oppressive. And one more suggestion for today. Are there other expats in this place where you're living? Maybe other members of your team or some that are working for other organizations here? Talk to them. Find out how they cope with cultural differences and how they handle the irritations. you may find that some things that cause stress for them are not a problem for you, or vice versa. And you could find something in that to learn from. Okay, we'd better wrap things up for today. Next week, we'll take one more program to think about culture shock and culture stress, and I'll see if I can't come up with a few more suggestions, hopefully helpful suggestions, of ways that can help you to minimize some of the stress you're feeling from your encounters with the differences in this culture.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.